Blog Talk Radio.
Home of the stars, through the airwaves and on the big screen. Coming to you live from Hollywood, it's Rated G Radio with your host, Garrett Miller.
Well, hey, everybody. Welcome back to the show. It's Tarot Tuesday. We're going to be welcoming Tarot Jeff back to the show for our final Tuesday show of 2014. I'm really excited that you are all joining in tonight, and I know Jeff is looking forward to talking with you, too. But like always, we start off with a disclaimer for the night, so that way everybody's on the same page as far as expectations and what you should expect. So here you go. A tarot reading is like a map describing how the road ahead may appear at this moment in time. It is not set in stone. It does not tell you what you have to do. Your choices are always up to you. If you shift your path, the road ahead will also likely shift. It is also possible that a curve appears up ahead that was not visible at the moment of the reading. Energy is always changeable. A reading by a well-experienced reader like Tarot Jeff offers guidance for making wise choices based on the lay of the cards. And of course, tonight's show is for entertainment purposes only, and that means that if you're going to be a caller, you've got to be at least 18 years of age to call in. And finally, a tarot reading is never a substitute for medical, psychological, financial, or legal counseling. The information provided by a tarot reading is not legally binding. You agree to take full responsibility and to bear all liability for your interactions with the advisor and the results thereof. Now I can take a breath. So, without further ado, Jeff, Tarot Jeff, welcome back to the show. Thanks for being here tonight. How are you?
Brother Garrett, I'm doing just absolute pitch you can, despite this freezing cold weather that we're having here in Southern California.
Freezing cold in Southern California. That is
freezing
absolutely
California.
A truth.
You know, so, I don't know how we're going to be able to stand. I had to put socks on today, Garrett.
Oh, man. It's tough.
But we're hardy folk here in Southern California, so I think we can handle this. It should be warmer in the next couple of days.
I hope so. For everybody who's calling from around the country, we've had actual rain, and, you know, we kind of jest about that a little bit. But, you know, it's been like 60, 62 degrees, and we're used to, you know, 67 to 70 at this time of the year. So we're a little bit on the cold side. So, you know,
I'm from the Midwest, so I'm speaking in jest here because, you know, I used to shovel roofs to get the snow off of them so that the houses didn't collapse in my youth. People get a little weak around here sometimes.
Yeah. There you go. Well, we have got a full slate of callers who are already pre-screened and a bunch of people who I haven't even gotten to yet.
Okay.
So should we maybe kick it off and do the usual? And I'll say, can I get my card for the night?
Oh, Garrett, you're such a you're so hungry for this card all the time.
I am now that we've gotten used to it. You bet. You know it.
I sometimes when my phone rings, I think it was that Garrett calling to find out if he's got a daily card. So,
well, I do have you on speed dial, but there we go.
You're on my speed dial too. You're the only one, by the way. So.
Oh, good.
So, Garrett, you got a card today. The card that you got, it's funny because a lot of times you get these magnificent major arcana cards and the big things are happening to you and things like that. Not so much this time, and it's an interesting card for you because it's the Six of Swords.
Hmm.
So it's one of the minor arcana, and it's right in the middle there. There's four, five, six in the middle. It's always an interesting point where things are new, and then, you know, the first numbers are things are new, the last numbers are things are wrapping up and coming to completion, but four, fives, and sixes, they're right in the middle, and they're about making a little stability, about getting a little change going. But the sixes then become about restabilization. So you start something, and it doesn't quite go the way you want it to go, and then you got to kind of pause and see. But because you've invested a lot of time or a lot of effort into something, and then you got to kind of, all right, is this the right direction? And maybe you're going to fine-tune something, maybe you're going to restabilize and move in a different direction or some such thing. And so, yeah, your card tonight is the Six of Swords, so that's that restabilizing. And Swords is about how you think about things. So decision-making ability, really. And that's kind of where you're at. So a little peace, a little reconciliation, some sharing going on, sharing of your thoughts. What do I think about this? What do I think about that? That's going to kind of help you to get that restabilization. And that's what I'm going for with you this week is restabilize. So not that I think you're unstable, but...
Well, it's an interesting card, and I'll share offline how that may is maybe very appropriate for the week. All of the cards you pull just seem to be. I get the one card, but all of the cards that you pull are just like they're talking to me. So I appreciate it very much. Hey, everybody who's listening tonight, just want to make sure that you know at the very end of the show, if you haven't stuck around for the end of the show before, Jeff always pulls one last card for the entire audience all night. So I'll just encourage you to stick around to hear what that is. And of course, if you like what you hear or want to stay in touch with Tarot Jeff, you can do that by liking his Facebook fan page. If you are listening to the show on your computer, just click the link on the thing that it says, make sure to like Jeff's Facebook fan page and do that. He'll be able to stay in touch with you. If you'd also like to book a private reading with him, the rates are there. These are special rated G radio rates, not from where he would, you know, consult with you at a quote-unquote normal value. So you're getting a nice big holiday discount for mentioning the show Rated G Radio. And with that, let's get going. We're going to have our first call tonight come from T. T, you are now live with Tarot Jeff. Your 5 minutes begins now. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Hi, T, how are you?
I'm well.
Good, good. So what's on your mind tonight?
Romance. Just wanting a companion really, really bad. So just seeing what the cards pull up for me.
Okay, well, let's take a look. Just give you a little general reading here tonight. So you get three cards, T. And the first card that you got is the Five of Cups. Now, fives are all about change. Cups is about emotions. So a change of heart is in store for you here. And really what I think, T, is I think you've already had a change of heart about some things, some issues. And that Five of Cups is it's an interesting card because it shows three cups are tipped over and spilled out. But there's still two cups upright in the picture that I'm looking at. Those two cups represent the balancing that you're trying to achieve in an emotional way. But it shows that you're kind of stepping back from something. Something has changed. There's possibly been a little conflict going on here, and now it's different. Now you're coming through it as a different person. And so, T, that's your first card tonight is the Five of Cups. Your second card is the Ace of Cups. Now, I like aces a lot because they represent beginnings, something that existed before or potential that existed before is now starting to become a reality. And so, again, this is cups. So this moment where you're changing your heart about something, you're changing it because there's something new available, a new way to feel, a new emotional state for you if we will. I think that this is something that's in progress with you. I think that you're moving through this. And from my sense of you, I think you're moving through it pretty easily. It may not feel easy to you at this moment in time, but after a couple months go by, whatever this process is, it's going to kind of shift up for you really nicely. Now, the final card that you get is the Five of Swords. So we started with the Five of Cups, now we have the Five of Swords. Very similar to what I was saying about the Five of Cups, except that this is about your mind, your thinking ability. So where your heart and your brain are concerned, you've really stepped back, you're really changing things. Again, I think that maybe this was stimulated by a kind of a conflict. I don't necessarily mean an argument or a fight, but there was something. There was some conflicting, somebody else's thoughts and emotions were conflicting with yours, and that's caused you to kind of take the high road and examine yourself and decide, you know, what do I want? What do I really want? So I think that as you move forward on this, T, you're gonna find yourself in a very good spot because you are able to be flexible and you are able to reconsider things. What we don't have, again, these are very short readings, and what we don't have here is we don't have specifics and we don't have time for specifics, but just maintain a positive attitude about these things, maintain an open mind and an open heart, an open brain and open emotions on this situation, and I think things are going to work out well for you. This this Ace of Cups in the center that really casts the balance of it all for me. I see you as beginning something new that's closer to what you truly want, what your heart's desire truly is. Okay?
Okay.
Uh-huh. Right on. T, thanks for your call. Have a happy holiday, and thanks for your call tonight. Our next call is Don. Don, you are now live with Tarot Jeff, and your time starts now.
Hi, Jeff. I just wanted to know, what do you see as far as maybe love or career?
Love or career for Dawn, huh?
Yes.
You're our first love call tonight. A couple weeks back, we got nothing but love calls. Everybody wanted to know where their love was. Love and career, you know, those are two pretty separate things here, Dawn, and we've only got the key cards in a short period of time here, so I'm going to go with the love first, because that's what you asked for first. I think you don't care that much about career tonight. You want to know about both. And so the Page of Cups comes up. Yeah, the Page of Cups comes up, and that's, pages are always about knowledge, about messages, and the Cups is about your heart, and I think that's what you're doing. I think you're seeking a message about what your heart is all about. Who should you give your heart to, in a way? What we're seeing here is you as kind of a young person here, and I, without knowing your actual age, I think that what we're looking at is someone who's kind of emotionally young, and by that I mean you feel young. I'm not calling you childish yet. You're acting like acting like a 3-year old. No, it's that you're emotionally young, and the idea behind that is that you don't feel that you have great age upon you. You act from your heart in a kind of a pure way, and so I like that about you. I like the sense of you in this regard. And so that Page of Cups comes up, and it shows that you're still learning about your heart in a lot of ways. Now, your second card tonight, Dawn, is the Two of Swords. Twos are balance. Twos are accepting duality. Swords is about how you think. So your brain goes left and it goes right. And I think that there's a duality of your brain a little bit. And I think you see things from multiple angles a lot of the time. And so that sometimes confuses your heart, because your heart is big enough that it's going to go whatever direction you want it to go, but your brain is trying to kind of control you, trying to say, look, you need to go this direction. You need to do this. You need to do this logical thing. Mm-hmm. Here's what I say to people all the time, Dawn. Lead with your heart and let your brain structure it after that. Now, in this case, you're asking very specifically about romance.
Mm-hmm.
With these two cards, I don't see romance. I don't see that really, really clearly. That doesn't rule it out. What we're saying is I don't see it immediately. So, in other words, we're just doing a three-card reading here, all right? I don't want you to get discouraged by this. But I don't see immediate romance here. But I do see choices in your life. Now, your third card is the Four of Pentacles. Four of Pentacles represents, fours represent stability. They represent structure. And the Pentacles represents your physical world, the things that are around you. And I think that that's what we're looking for with you. Before you're able to really kind of get into a relationship, that's, because romance is one thing. I mean, you can get romantic with just about anybody. You can flirt and have a good time.
Right.
But what you're really looking for, you're not talking about romance. You're talking about relationship. Is that correct?
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
So what we want to see with you is to kind of stabilize your physical environment. Look around you. What do you still have that doesn't represent who you are? Let some things go. Let some things go physically. Bring in physically things that you want, things that actually represent you. And now this is like your clothes. This is your job. This is your car. Just kind of do a general neatness kind of a cleaning. You know, just neaten up your life a little bit. Trim your hair if it needs it, you know, things like that. Mm-hmm. And I think that's going to change how you feel about yourself. I think right now there's a lot of physical things around you that are affecting you, that are kind of weighing you down.
Mm-hmm.
But it sort of keeps you out of a relationship because it prevents you from allowing anybody too close to you, or it prevents you from being a person that people want to get near. Your vibration is a little bit heavy because of all of those physical things. So
mm-hmm.
kind of act in your physical world right now, and then prepare yourself for relationship status as the new year comes along. I don't want to be too negative about this because I don't see romance right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's a temporary thing for you. It's coming.
Okay.
It's okay. Potential. It's possible. But right now, a little shallow field right now. So don't worry too much about it. Take care of the physical life, and then see what comes up. Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks for your call, Don. Have a happy holiday. I appreciate your call. And our next call is coming from Lou. Lou, you are live with Tarot Jeff, and your time starts now.
Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Lou.
My question is, I just kind of want to know what's in my future.
What's in your future?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness, Lou. You know, people that ask that question, that's always a scary question, and I'm going to tell you something right now. You get some interesting cards here because your future is it's not necessarily bright, okay?
but I
don't want you to be too afraid of things here. It looks like there's some change coming up for you. Now, again, Lou, we're looking at three cards. We're looking at 5 minutes here. So I can't get really into this, but here's what you get. You get the Ten of Swords, first of all. The Ten of Swords. Okay, let me just tell you about the picture on the Ten of Swords, all right?
All right.
This reading's going to get better, I promise you, Lou. I promise this reading's going to turn out okay. But the picture on the Ten of Swords shows dark clouds in the sky, and there's a band of the sunset in the background, and there's a man laying on the ground, face down, with 10 swords in his back, okay?
Okay.
So, all right. So I'm so glad. I'm doing this because I kind of sense that you're the kind of person that would actually laugh at that picture, okay?
Yeah.
So you understand that this is a representation thing. Generally speaking, we tend to represent endings and beginnings. Something is complete, okay? So you finished something, and even if you didn't finish it to your satisfaction, it's done. It's over with. You can now move on. And so this is death of an idea, death of a concept, death of a philosophy. It's the opportunity now to begin something different. Now, second card, the ten with all the swords in the back, right?
There's another one.
Of the first eight cards, that's the better card, okay?
Okay.
So your second card is the Major Arcana. Your Major Arcana tonight is the Tower. Now let me tell you about the Tower, the picture of the Tower. There's actually a tower on the picture. Lightning is striking the tower. It's blowing the roof off. The tower is on fire. It's falling apart. People are jumping out of the building. Oh, no, save us. And so that's the Tower, okay? The tower represents. I'm so glad to hear your laughter on this.
You're our truth spot on here.
Okay, so this is what's going to take you right through it, Lou. Is your sense of humor, your sense of irony, your sense of everything is going to be okay, even though it doesn't look so great right now. That tower card comes up, and people get really, really twisted about this thing. But really what it means essentially is that there's a certain change of structure of life, of structure of career, of structure of relationships. It's all about the structure of your life. And I got to tell you, Lou, sometimes it's literally about the structure that you live in, your house, where you live, the actual physical place that you work at. Probably there's going to be some kind of a change in that card. And so when I see this card come up, I mean, it's almost inevitable that some physical structure is going to change, as well as the actual structure of your life. So So this is an important card. I actually like to see the Tower card come up for a lot of people because it is an important thing for people to change, to shift, to get out of the rut that they're in. They might call it routine, you know, but it's not routine if it's not serving you. You're stuck in something.
Exactly.
You've got to get out of it.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
So here you are. Poop is coming to happen on you. You know, I had a two-year-old nephew when we taught him to say poop happens.
It does.
Happens, and then we clean it up, and then we move on, right?
Exactly.
So your third card, it's a better card, okay? It's a better card
than
me. Okay. But it's a major arcana, and it's the moon. And so
the moon. That's my nickname.
The moon, is that right?
Moon is my nickname, yeah.
Okay. So, Lou, the moon card is two structures in the background in the moonlight, and they're complete. So it's like there's two other towers available to you. So there's a choice available to you. There's two dogs howling at the moonlight. One of them is a domestic dog. One of them is a wild dog. So you can take the domestic side, or you can take the wild side. So you've got this choice coming up. But the moon card really represents spiritual insight. Strong yin energy, a reflection of light into dark areas. And this is you. This is you reflecting on your life, reflecting on whatever weirdness is going on and saying, yes, I want it, or no, I don't want it. And the fact is the Tower card and the Ten of Swords card come up, and they're really indicating, no, you don't want this. You don't want what you've already had. You want something new. You want something different. And the choice is domestic dog or wild dog.
But he's a dog, right?
A dog.
I love that.
Dogs are, you know, they can be loyal, they can be trained, they can be, you know, all of these things. And so,
exactly.
You've got this option.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I thank you so much.
So this is what you asked about the future, Lou. There it comes, baby.
I thank you so much. You're so good. Thank you, Lou.
Have a great holiday. Appreciate your calling in tonight. And our next caller is Laura. Laura, thanks for being patient and waiting. You are live with Tarot Jeff. Your time starts now.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Laura. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What's going on tonight?
I'm looking for information around getting a new job. My contract is ending in a couple weeks, and I've been putting out resumes, so I'm hoping that something new will be coming around soon.
Okay. So you're looking for the perfect job, aren't you? You're looking for exactly everything that fits just perfectly, and that's a good thing to do. The reason I say that is because the first card that comes up is the Lover's card. Now, that's an interesting card to come up in terms of talking about career and job. But what the Lovers represents is an equal partner, balanced relationships. It represents potential, all right? So I like that card to come up because I think what you're doing is you're setting your sights on exactly what you're looking for. What is your heart's desire? And you've kind of defined it for yourself. And if you haven't, you're kind of in that process of defining it. So that's a really good card to come up in this case. The second card comes up is the Page of Pentacles. So are we good on that one? The Lover's card comes up.
That's good.
It's not about being in love. It's not about romance and Mr. Right or Ms. Right, whatever. It's all about equal balanced relationships with respect. Your second card come up tonight is good because it's about the Page of Pentacles. Now, what this tells me is, whereas you're looking at the right job, you're looking for exactly the right job, you might want to learn a little bit more about money in this case, because I'm going to read Pentacles not so much as the physical world, but the energy of the physical world, which oftentimes comes up as money, the Pentacles representing coins. And the Page is about knowledge, about gaining knowledge, access to knowledge. And so I want you to look at that. I want you to look at the money aspect of things a little bit differently. and learn a little bit more about where your money is, where does your money come from, that type of thing. Can you do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you've got some good potential here for a good position based on the Lover's card coming up, but I think that you need to be a little bit more prepared in terms of when you ask for the money, when you negotiate your salary, or however that goes. Because I think there's potential there as well. I think there's potential for something larger than what you might be expecting. All right? So now your third card is the Ace of Cups. This Ace of Cups comes up, and it represents new things, and it represents heart, emotions. So I think it's a really good opportunity, a really good possibility for you to be getting this job of your heart's desire. You say that your contract just ended and you're going to sign up for a new contract, or you're looking for a new contract. I think it's very, very probable that this is coming up, and I think that it's going to be relatively quickly. Now, as I was pulling the cards, we only do three cards for most people, but a fourth card came out for you tonight, and that's the Five of Wands. Now, I'll tell you about the picture on the Five of Wands. It's five people, and they're all fighting each other. they're hitting each other with sticks. So what this really represents, though, wands represents your personal energy. Now, to get this position, to get this really, really nice position that's probable for you, it's not going to be all that easy. You're going to have to struggle. You're going to have to put out some effort for this. And fives represents a little travel, a little movement, a little change. So you may be expected to travel a little bit with this new contract. Maybe a little farther than you were expecting to travel. Or there may be travel involved somehow. So keep that part in mind. But remember, if you want this thing, if it's of great value to you, you're going to have to expend a little bit extra energy gaining this contract, okay, gaining the new contract. So, but I think with these cards, I would really, Laura, I'd really say that this is a strong, strong probability that your new contract is coming up fairly quickly here, okay?
Okay, great. That sounds wonderful.
Yeah, so that's what I got for you. Remember, you got to get your heart's desire, you got to put out that little extra effort. You know? It'll be worth it for you.
Right on. Right?
Well, definitely right on target. Thank you so much.
Laura, happy holidays. Good luck to you. Keep us posted. And our next caller is Kimberly. Kimberly, thanks for waiting. You are now live with Tarot Jeff, and your time starts now.
Okay. Hello. How are you?
Good. How are you, Kimberly?
Good. I just want to know the next 3 months. Give me what I need to do to be successful.
Next 3 months, and you want to be successful?
Yes.
Well, okay. So if we're starting next month, say January, what I see here is I see you completing something and beginning something brand new. So I'm going to kind of read January as the end of 2014, the beginning of 2015 for you. So we're going to give you 6 weeks instead of 30 days. So the
okay.
Ten of Cups comes up. And I think that overall it's going to be kind of a happy time for you the next 6 weeks or so. But you need to the danger here, the caution that I'm going to give you is you can be pretty happy about things, but you can't bask in the happiness. You got to be preparing for moving ahead. What's going to be next in your life? And so that's what the Ten of Cups is all about. It's about, yeah, I'm pretty happy now. I wish things could stay the same way, but they can't. My heart says what? My heart says we're happy now. I want to be happy in the future. What do I want out of life? What do I want the next 12 to 18 months to look like? And for you, I'm not going to go too far out with this. I mean, you're asking about 3 months, Kimberly.
Right.
But what I want you to plan for is I want you to start looking 12 to 18 months into the future. Where do you want to be in 12 months? Where do you want to be in 18 months, okay? And break it down a little bit as to what goes on. But you really have January to do the planning, to kind of adjust your sails and check your navigation, check the charts, see where the tricky points are going to be, how much do you need in supplies. You know, you're going to go on some kind of a little journey here in terms of yourself and where you want to be in that period of time, that 12 to 18 months. Now, the next month after that is the Ace of Cups. That's where you begin things. That's where you begin your heart's desire. So that Ten of Cups, you're finishing something, you're going to get ready to begin something brand new. February is when you start this. Now, Kimberly, I don't want you to take this too literally. If I say February and you have something that's on the burner on January 12th, don't wait, okay? We're doing a 3-card, 5-minute reading on Blog Talk Radio. So don't wait. If something's going on in January already, strike while the iron is hot. Make hay while the sun shines. All of those cliches apply to you at this point in time. However, somewhere before the end of February, something is going to be offered to you, or you're going to create something from your heart of what you want, what you want to do, and you're going to begin this process. You're going to begin this motion. Now comes March, and you get the Justice card for March, and that's a major arcana. The Justice card, this is important because it's balancing everything out, and it's making sure that everything is legal. It's making sure that the contracts are correct. It's making sure that your structure is intact. And I can't, this is the one I'm really going to emphasize. Whatever you start with your heart, you're eventually going to have to go to your brain and let your brain logic this thing out, okay? And that Justice card comes up, and March is the time that you're going to really have to bring everything into line business-wise. If you're starting a new business, make sure your business plan is good, is sharp, is on the mark. If you're moving to a new house, make sure that all the inspections are done correctly and check everything twice. Treat March as if it's a Mercury retrograde month, and I don't have my charts here. Maybe it is, maybe it's not. But treat it as if it is and double-check everything, every communication, every written document. And March probably will have some written documents in it, okay? So
okay,
that's what I see for you. I see 2015 beginning as a very nice opportunity for you to start to work on a project that is your heart's desire. Now, I think you probably have something in mind already. I think you're already in motion on something, maybe a little bit deep down. Maybe it's just been a dream for a little while, but it's starting to become a little bit more of a reality. And 2015 is your year to begin that. And remember what I said, 12 to 18 months, okay? And
right.
Plan that far out, but no farther. All right?
Kimberly,
thank
good
you
luck to
much.
You. Happy
thank
holidays,
you.
And thanks again for calling. There we go. And our next call is Lucy. Lucy, you are live with Tarot Jeff. Your time starts now.
Hi, Garrett. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Lucy. How are you?
I'm fine. I would like to see, Jeff, what you see in the cards for me.
What do I see for Lucy? Oh, Lucy, it's got to be tough. It's got to be tough to be named Lucy because there's always that person that's going to do the Lucille Ball imitation or something like that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing? You know, like we have these cultural points of reference, and then you come along and there you are. But imagine what if your name was Gilligan, right? It'd be a lot worse, okay? So, Lucy, what's in the cards for you tonight is this. Your very first card is the Emperor card. And that Emperor is the ruling authority. He's fatherhood. He's the higher law. He's obedience. An emperor is better than a king. An empire is bigger than a kingdom. There's many kingdoms in an empire. And so this is a big, important man in your life, or let's not be too gender specific, although I'm kind of sensing that there's an important man who kind of rules your life in a way. The emperor doesn't know everybody, but he's got people who knows everybody. And so you may not be directly connected to this person, but there's a strong, strong yang presence available to you for counsel, it's not about spirituality. But it is about higher law. It is about structure. It is about following a path. So there's somebody available to you who's very, very powerful, who can offer you some guidance and advice on a certain matter that's concerning you, or that's going to concern really your life, Lucy. Your second card tonight, I mean, that Emperor card, that's a very strong energy for you. And so I want you to consider that. Again, we have 5 minutes or so. You and I can't have a discussion about it. But consider who that might be. Not necessarily a man, just a strong yang presence. So someone who's very active, very strong, very powerful person. Your second card tonight is the Four of Cups. Four of Cups always kind of makes me laugh a little bit, because there's a young person sitting underneath a tree, and they're looking at three cups, not four. They're looking at three cups, and they're kind of peeved. They're kind of, oh, my goodness, all I have is these three cups. And that's kind of what they're thinking. That's the general interpretation of this card. Cups represents your heart's desire. And this person is sitting under the tree looking at the three cups, and out of the clear blue sky, quite literally on the picture, there's a cloud with a hand coming out of it, handing them their fourth cup, handing them their heart's desire out of the clear blue sky. So whatever your heart's desire is, Lucy, it's coming towards you. Some kind of an emotional fulfillment is coming towards you, and it's going to kind of come out of left field, as it were, and it's going to come out of the clear blue. We've had a couple of people on Tarot Tuesdays here who have actually gotten these cards, and they've come back and said, you know, I got this job offer out of the clear blue sky. They were going for something else, and we got this job offer. They were looking at on their resume or whatever, and out of the clear blue sky, all of their work didn't even matter because the job offer came from someplace else entirely. So I think that's what we're looking at with you. Something that you want, something that you desire, is going to be given to you by surprise. So this, okay, we got Christmas coming. We're not counting gifts, okay? This is something really different. So it's something out of the clear blue sky. Your third card tonight, let's see, is the Four of Swords. Fours represent stability. They represent law, structure, hard work, perseverance. Swords represents your brain. And this harkens back to the Emperor. Now, I think that if you're looking for a new position, a new job, or if you're looking for a raise or a promotion or some such thing, I think that this is indicative of how you're going to get that. It's by dint of your hard work, but also by dint of your structure, your ability to be a stable person, to have a stable brain, a stable thought pattern. And I think that this emperor-styled person is likely to notice you because of those things, because you're a lot like them, or because you know how to act like them. And that may not come naturally to you, Lucy, but it doesn't mean you can't do it. So this all feels like career to me. This all feels like something in your life is about to change career-wise, and so that there's something big going to be offered to you, some job that's going to require you to be a little bit more structured, a little bit more keen in the brain than, say, just working at Starbucks or something like that. Now, you have a choice here. You can either accept it or not accept it. But watch for this, because it's an important thing. It's something important. And if you have any doubts about whether or not you can do it, let's say in a three-card, five-minute reading, I'm going to say to you right now, I think you can do it. I think that your brain is good enough. I think your talent is good enough. And I think you would be mentored in whatever position to the point where you would feel very, very comfortable. Okay? That's what the cards are for Lucy tonight. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
Right on.
Very exciting. Thank you.
Lucy, thank you very much for the call. I hope you have a delightful holiday. And our next caller is coming from Suzanne. Suzanne, thank you for waiting, and you are our next caller.
Oh, thank you for taking my phone call. I just wanted to see what you saw about love in my life.
Love in your life, Suzanne. Oh, and then you try to switch it, relationships.
Yeah,
that's right. See how that goes? Yeah, that's all right. We're going to go with her first statement. We're going to go with love on this one. Suzanne, the very first thing that you get is the Queen of Pentacles, and I think that this is a really nice card for you. I think it represents you in a very, very strong way. Do you feel like a queen, Suzanne?
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Because I think that's what this card is saying. I think that you're moving into a period of life where you can be queenly in certain circles.
What's the difference between a queen and princess, though?
Queen and princess. Well, the Pentacles is all about your physical life. So we're talking about anything you can say my to that's not your emotions or your thoughts. It's my job, my car, my hair, my clothes, my physical presence on the planet. And so I think that that's what we're looking for here. We're looking for you to start to act and behave and dress and just generally accept the idea of queenliness. Now, the queens are interesting because they are a ruler, but they're also a nurturer. It's just that they nurture a lot of people. They nurture globally. They nurture countries. So I don't really expect you to, be meeting a real prince. I think both of them in England are taken by now, right? But the idea is to rule your own little kingdom, your own fiefdom, and to just kind of accept responsibility for the nurturing of a lot of people here. Now, the interesting thing about this is the Page of Pentacles comes up as your second card. So you've got the Queen, and now you've got the Page. Well, the Page is sometimes referred to as a prince, sometimes as a princess. So I think that what we're looking at is we're looking at a shift in your life from this point of time where you might have been mentored by older people, older women, to a point where you're now moving into that mentorship of some of the younger women around you. And I'm going to go with some of the younger men as well. Now, we talked about romance. Yeah, there might be a younger man in your life, okay? And I don't mean, like you're robbing the cradle, like you're some cougar or something like that. I just mean that...
Well, I kind of like somebody who's a little younger.
Yeah. I think that there's this real strong possibility for this.
Now, this person's in the past. I saw him a couple of days ago. Is it him?
It could be. Your third card here is the Two of Wands, and the Two of Wands represents duality. It represents opposing forces sometimes. It does represent balance at different points. But in this case, the picture is of a man, and he's kind of looking out to sea, but he's holding on to something he's holding on to a staff that's sealed in a stone. In other words, it's immovable. So he's not...
Yeah, I know.
Right? So, what? And that's the thing. I think you know what you're getting if you go with that person. But I think that you have a choice. I think there's something else coming up that is going to offer you an option in this regard.
Is it the same younger person, too, or...?
No. It would be two different people. It would be two different people here. So kind of keep your eye open in this regard. And again, I don't think really a whole lot younger, but younger is part of it.
You mean the new person is a little younger, you're saying?
Yeah, I think so. A little younger than yourself. Maybe even younger than the person that you're talking about that you've already known.
I hope not.
Well, Suzanne, it sounds like you've got some good romance coming your way.
Yeah.
Oh, no, but I want a relationship.
It works out that way. It works out that way. You build a relationship before you build a romance in this regard, okay? So you're going to be all right on this, Suzanne.
No, real quickly, when do you see that?
I don't have a timeline on that. And again, with these three card readings, we don't have time to go into that at this point in time. So.
All right.
Okay, Suzanne, thanks for your call. Have a happy holiday. Appreciate you calling in. Just a real quick reminder for everybody who is calling in or listening tonight that if you do want to spend more time with Jeff, he has great Rated G Radio specials available to you. You can do a phone consult with him. And just for more information, just email him at tarotjeff@gmail.com, and he will help you out. And our next caller is coming from Anna. Anna, thank you for being so patient and waiting. You are live with Tarot Jeff.
Hi, this is Anna.
Hi, Anna. How are you?
Hi. Thank you for your service today.
Oh, my pleasure. What's going on in your life?
Well, not much. I wanted to find out what's going on for me in the work business, in the work-related field. I'm having challenges finding work that is consistent, and it's been going on for a while now. So
Well,
maybe you
I
can shed
that.
Some light.
Yeah, I see that. I see that you're looking for some stability here. Your brain is jumping around a little bit on this thing. The Four of Swords comes up, and that is about stability, but it also represents hard work and perseverance. So I think that's the thing that you've been working hard. You're looking for a return on your investment from your searching, and it's difficult. It's a difficult world out there right now to find something steady to go on. But the fact is, there is steady stuff available. And your second card tonight, Anna, is the Queen of Swords. So we're jumping from the Four of Swords to the Queen of Swords, and the Queen kind of rules. And so I think what you want to do is you want to focus on looking for someone who, and again, I don't always like to go with gender on these things. The Queens are more like yin energy, someone who's nurturing. That could be a male. But in your case, I think that what you want to do is you want to look for somebody, another woman, who's in charge of a business, who's in charge of a store or whatever your field of employment is. Look for a woman who's the boss. And and kind of allow that to be your goal rather than any specific
Well, position. There was this woman that I worked for, and she said to call back after I come back and maybe we could continue to work, and she does own a business.
Okay. I think that's your path right there, Suzanne. I think go that direction. Now, your third card is the Nine of Wands. Nines represent conclusion, fulfillment. So it's coming around. Whatever you're into now, whatever your situation is right now, it's coming to a conclusion. And so that helps me understand the placement of this card, what you just said. So going back to this woman who owns this business, you may not actually work for her, but she may know somebody that you can work for or somebody that's looking for somebody just like you. And so I think... Mm-hmm. I think we're in a short turnaround time period here with you. I think this is going to happen relatively quickly. So whatever you're coming back from, that's what get in touch with her right away. In fact, even before you're ready, get in touch with her and say, hey, listen, you said this, and this is what I'd like to do. Okay. So I wouldn't waste too much time on this. I think that you're real close to having this whole situation wrap up and finding that stability you're looking for in your job. Okay?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
I hope so.
Anna, thank you for your call. Have a happy holiday. Sure appreciate you calling in tonight. We're going to try to get a couple more calls. The next one is coming from Laura. Laura, thank you for being patient and waiting. You are live with Tarot Jeff.
You already gave me a reading.
Oh, there we go. Sorry, Laura. Hang on. Okay. There we go. I got so many callers lined up here. 401, I didn't pre-screen you, but you are live with Tarot Jeff. Welcome to the show.
Hi, my name is Carrie.
Hi, Carrie. How are you?
I'm good. I
good.
Just a general question, just to see what's in the cards for me.
Sure. So, Carrie, you just sound so... just a general question.
I'm open.
Kind of like,
I'm very open.
I'm open. Whatever. Okay.
I've had a lot going on in the past year,
yeah.
So I'm open to anything.
All right. Let me tell you, Carrie. It's been a really tough year for a lot of people. The last 3 years have been tough, and this last year has been really difficult for an awful lot of people.
Yep.
And a lot of people are recovering.
Yep.
You know, and I'm going to kind of lay that on you too. I'm going to kind of say that my sense of you is that you're recovering. You're saying, okay,
mm-hmm.
enough is enough.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens sometimes is as we're recovering, we fail to realize that a lot of the burdens have been lifted, and that we're actually in a kind of a good spot in sense of our energy. And so your very first card tonight, Carrie, is the Page of Wands. This is a good card for you.
Okay.
It represents, the pages represent youth. And so I want you to think about yourself in terms of youthfulness, in terms of that freshness as you come out of school, as you've learned a lot. Maybe you've just gone through college and you got your degree, and it's been difficult. You've worked hard and all of this stuff has been going on. But this is you having learned a lot about yourself. And so now is the time to kind of switch things up, change the attitude a little bit, and say, all right, this is me. This is me new. I'm brand new. And what have I learned about myself? Because, Carrie, I think that I've been doing this kind of work for a really long time. I get a good sense of people. And my sense of you, just through your breath, just through the way you kind of sighed, you're like, this is Carrie, I just want to know what the heck is going on. Oh, my gosh. Because you're not asking the question because you're angry, because you're holding a grudge. You're asking the question because you are a vital person and you want to do something. You want to be valid. You want your life to be successful at some level. Fulfillment is important to you, and it's just a struggle to get there. Now, this is you starting something new, and I want you to kind of look around and realize that a lot of the stuff that was holding you back, that was holding a lot of people back, is starting to evaporate, starting to fall apart. We still, as a world, we still have some struggles to go through, but you, your second card here, is the Knight of Swords, and that represents motion. But not physical motion at this point in time. It represents mental motion. And so thinking about what you want has been consuming you for some period of time. Now is the time to make the decision. Say, okay, I can be doing this or this or this or this or this. Take the option that you want. Okay, not the one that makes the most logical sense, although the Knight of Swords sort of indicates that you want to be logical about this. But what I'm saying is go for what you want and start to act on it now, okay? Don't wait for the turn of year. Don't wait for anything. This is you creating something new. And as soon as you start to think about one thing, how would I do this thing? How would I accomplish this task? What is my goal here? As soon as you start that, the universe has got some magic for you. The universe has got magic for everybody, but I think you've been working on it a little bit harder than some of the folks that I've been talking to recently.
You're
a little discouraged. You're a little discouraged. It's just a matter of focus at this point in time. You've had a lot of things going on. You've been scattered. Time to focus. Time to get that thinking in gear. Now, Carrie, your last card to come up tonight is the Ten of Pentacles. Oh, this is a good card. Here's part of the reading for you, because what I'm not sensing is an imbalance of your spiritual life. I think your spiritual life is strong. I think that you've had challenges to it. You've had crises of faith or whatever. But I think you're comfortable understanding your place and your connection to the universe, the source of all energies. And so I don't see you as having an issue in that regard. This is all about your physical life. This is about where do I eat my lunch? Kind of a question.
I understand that.
Yeah, and the Ten of Pentacles comes up, and this is about ending the old stuff and beginning something new. Cycles completed, responsibilities are fulfilled, and now you get to start something new. So you're still in that process of ending something, and you're still in that process of beginning something, but you're right there. And the old stuff is ending, the new stuff is beginning. And so this is the Pentacles. This is about your physical world. This is your place in the world, your place on the planet. And we don't have a future card for you. We don't have something that's going to say, yes, this is going to happen for you. But this is the time to start active. And I think you're really in that changeable point. Carrie, I like you a lot just from that sigh, just from that breath. There was just this exasperated, come on, I'm better than this. And you are. You are better than this. The whole world is better than what we're facing right now. And you're one of those people that can really start to power us all. And I don't want to, no pressure here, Carrie. But you're one of those people that can really set the example for other people by doing what you want to do. All right? So forget the obligations to everybody else for a while. Focus on yourself. And I don't mean ignore everybody necessarily, but ignore what they say. Oh, you can't do that because of this. You can't do that because of that. Focus on what you can do, all right? And even if it's a little thing here and there, a little thing every day comes up to a big thing at the end of the year, all right? I write books, and all writers will tell you, they get into these slumps. We call them writer's block. And the reason they're called writer's block is because they belong to us as a writer. But you write 1,000 words a day for a year, and at the end of the year, you got a lot of words, you know? And you write 2,000 words a day, and at the end of the year, you got a book. So a little thing every day moves you towards whatever you want to do. And this doesn't mean that whatever you start today or tomorrow is what you're going to be doing a year from now, but it's going to get you moving out of what you're stuck in now, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I feel about you tonight, okay?
I completely agree with that. Thank you so much.
All right,
Carrie, thanks for your call. Have a happy holiday. We've got about 3.5 minutes left, so our last call has to be real quick, but it's live from Kita. Kita, thanks for being on the show. You're on with Jeff.
Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Kita.
Happy holiday.
Happy holidays to you.
Thank you. I just had a question in regards to work. And
okay.
I'm wondering if there's anything new coming in the pipeline. I'm really going through it at my current job, and I don't know how I'm surviving, but I'm surviving it.
All right. Kita, I'm going to say that you got the best cards out of every reading that we've done tonight. You got the best ones. All right?
Okay.
So, very first card is the Major Arcana, the Chariot card. The Chariot indicates motion. It indicates physical motion, geographic motion. It indicates home or work location changes. All right? So we're going to go with work location changes. Is there a change in your future work-wise? Yes, there is. And it's going to be a big one. It's going to be something major. Now, change is difficult if you don't want it to happen. But the best way to cope with change is to be a part of it. The best way to be a part of it is to instigate it. Okay? So this change is coming. I mean, the Chariot card is one of those cards that I call a definite card. And it definitely means that something's going to be, you're going to be in motion. All right? But what I like about the Chariot card is, more often than not, it indicates that you're the driver. All right? So you're in control of this, but you have to make the change yourself. You have to do the work. Now, your second card tonight is the Lover's card. The Lover's card, we had this previously, and we're talking about career with somebody, and they kept the Lover's card. Same thing with you. The Lover's represents equal partnerships, balanced relationships, okay? So what you're looking for in a job is an equal partnership or a balanced relationship. That's where you want to drive your Chariot to, something like that. So that might mean you have to drive around for a while in your Chariot and find it, but it's available to you. These cards, these are very, very powerful cards, and especially when they come up in terms of career and such. Now, the last card that you get tonight is this. It's the King of Pentacles. Kings represent masculine energy a lot of the time. They represent yang energy. They represent somebody in control. The Pentacles represents your physical nature, but they also represent money. Now, King, we always say, remember the golden rule, whoever has the gold rules, right? So I think that what we're looking at here is we're looking at you getting out of your current position, going to someplace where you're treated like an equal, and making a lot of money. All right?
Okay.
So this is a really easy way to read these cards. And Garrett will tell you, I'm not a cheerleader about this stuff. I don't like to deliver false hope. But when these cards come up like this, this is a very, very strong reading for you. The point, though, Kita, is you got to get in the Chariot. You got to make the move, okay? You can't wait Don't wait to be kicked out of your of someplace. Just get going right now. Okay, kid?
There we go. Keita, thank you very much for your call tonight. We wish you luck. Keep us posted on all of your millions of dollars you're going to be making in the next year.
Thank you. I will.
Okay, take care.
All right, Keita. Thanks.
And with that, we are down to the last card for everybody tonight. But before we do that, I want to give a special shout-out to Tarot Jeff for being such a fantastic guest every Tuesday night for the last several months. I know that you know, this is a big commitment on your part to take time out of your schedule, and I just want to publicly thank you with all the listeners here tonight for your expertise and guidance that you've shared with everybody in 2014. So thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Garrett. It's been a riot, and yeah, it's just been a lot of fun, so we'll see where this goes.
There we go. Okay, so the last card for the night. Now, again, everybody, you can go to Jeff's Facebook page tomorrow for Tarot Jeff, and you can get a more detailed reading on what the card actually means. But the last card for 2014 for everybody is?
Pretty interesting, Garrett. Last card for 2014 is the World card. It's the Major Arcana, number 21. It's the last card in the Major Arcana. Represents successful completion of a journey, lessons learned, growth attained. My friends, everybody out there in the listening audience, look back on this year, see what it meant, see where the lessons are. Don't regret anything. Move forward from here. Start where you are. Make the world a better place by being the best person you can possibly be. This is the World card. The world is yours, and you are the world.
There we go. Everybody, thank you so much for tuning in tomorrow night. We have Mary Lou Monroe Ray live from Brisbane, Australia for her final show of 2014 as well. And don't drive distracted, folks. We will see you live Wednesday night.
You've been listening to Rated G Radio.